And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. We're getting the new year off to a great start. I'm going to talk to you about how to solve your problems, how to reduce your stress, and how to start having better relationships. All of those can be yours, so listen closely. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to this program. Let's get started. What is the problem that we all have? We get upset too easily. We get upset and then we say the wrong thing or we do the wrong thing. And then we retreat into our mind and we hide in our thinking or we hide in the imagination. See, or we get lost in texting or we get lost in surfing the internet or something or other or sports games. So we're escape artists. We fail in reality. Okay, we fail. You fail to be patient with your children. You fail to be patient with your wife. You fail to be non-judgmental with your husband. See? And we're sneaky. We sneakily judge other people. Oh, look at her. Why is she so slow? What is her problem? Look at the way the guy is driving. What an idiot. Oh, man. See what I mean? That's the way we think. And for that, we become guilty. That's right. We feel guilty over it. So we begin to have a sense of anxiety. And what do? We hide in the imagination, where we rehearse the past or rehearse the future or relive the past. You see what I mean? So what's the secret to success? The secret to success is to get my meditation. That's right. Get my meditation. Not any meditation. Get my meditation. Listen to it, practice it, and learn how to be pre-armed with patience. Pre-armed with patience. You see what I mean? And then you go out in the world and you can be patient with other people instead of reacting and overreacting. See? Because when you react and overreact, what happens? Not only do you say and do the wrong thing, see? Not only do you ruin your relationships by saying things you wish you hadn't said. See what I mean? Or, see, you're afraid of saying anything because everything you say comes out with anger. And so you just button up and say nothing and suppress all your emotions. And then you end up with, having a stroke or ulcer or high blood pressure or something awful from suppressing all these negative emotions. So here's the answer. Go out in life pre-armed with patience so you can face the vicissitudes of life and other people and all of their little errors and all the little things that they do. Yes, look, a lot of people make mistakes because they are just like you. See, they're just like you. They get upset and say the wrong thing too, or they get upset and do the wrong thing. See? Or they haven't been guided properly. Nobody taught them properly. See, a lot of people today don't even have a father. There's no father there. See, who's going to guide them properly? See, strangers. Strangers who themselves are lost, who themselves may not know what they're doing. See what I mean? All right. So what are you going to do? You're going to get the meditation. You're going to learn how to begin the day by becoming still, by sitting very still, observing your thoughts, see, just becoming very still, being in the present moment, observing your thoughts, and then you can go out into the world and you'll be pre-armed with patience. Then you won't get upset, see, and the life will be so much better. Okay, so that's how simple it is. It's all so simple. So here I am. I'm extending my hand in friendship to help you. Okay? And whatever else you're doing now, I'm sure you're doing other things to deal with all your issues. Go ahead and continue doing all your other things. This meditation is just a little extra something to help you.
you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Hello, San Bernardino. Hello, Los Angeles. Hello, San Francisco. Hello, Oakland. Hello, New York City. Oh, yes, I've got a lot of folks listening to my program across the country, and especially over on the East Coast, a lot of people over there. You know, in New York and Massachusetts and Pennsylvania and Virginia and West Virginia and North Carolina and South Carolina, and I got a lot of folks listening down in Florida. They listen on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, yes, yes. See, I prepare this program to broadcast over the airwaves in Southern California and around the world on the internet on Blog Talk Radio. So hello, everybody out there. Hello, France. Hello, Canada. Hello, Ottawa. Hello, Alberta. Hello, Montreal. Yes, hello, Paris. Hello, Paris, France. Hello, Spain. Hello, Germany. Hello, England. Hello, London. All right, now are you ready to start solving your problems and living your own life? Are you ready to calm down and improve your relationships? Okay, let's talk about relationships. What's the biggest what's the main cause of divorce? You know what it is? Resentment. That's the main cause of divorce. See? And of course, a wrong idea. We think we get married because we think we're going to get our needs met, or we live to get our needs met. Well, look, we all come together and we're all selfish. See? We're selfish, but then once we're together, see, and then children come along and so on. Well, that's the purpose of marriage, is to learn to be unselfish. See, you can learn to be unselfish. They asked Billy Graham the secret to their 50-year marriage. He said, "My wife and I are happily incompatible." Is that beautiful? Winston Churchill said, "My wife and I tried having breakfast together for a while, but we had to stop, otherwise it would have ruined our marriage." And they asked Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Bell Graham, about the secret to their 50-year marriage. And she said, "My husband and I are both good forgivers." We're both good forgivers. All right, so now you get the idea. Look, there's a lot. Look, I understand. I understand that today we don't have as much extended family as we used to. A lot of us are alone. We're living in a big city, maybe living alone in an apartment. Or, you know, if you're a lady, maybe you're living with a girlfriend, the two of you are sharing an apartment or something, but sooner or later you meet a guy, but you're basically sort of alone. You know, you go to work, you come home, you watch TV, you do the internet, you go out once in a while, maybe with a couple of your girlfriends, you go out somewhere. But then you meet a guy, okay, so then there's just the two of you. So you meet a guy, then there's the two of you. You go and move into an apartment, and there's just the two of you. Okay, or you move to the suburbs. Before you have children, there you are. See, you're sitting alone if you're not working, or if you are working, even. So we expect a lot more of the other person. See, a long time ago, huge families, see, lots of issues, just eking out a survival, just surviving. Before it was rough. rough. And so there were so many issues, and there was such a big extended family that you didn't have time to just sit around and think about getting your needs met. See what I mean? But now we do. We expect a lot of our mate. I understand that. And that's why somebody like me can be so helpful, because I can disabuse you of some of the wrong notions that you have. One of them is about getting your needs met. Okay? And so, if you lighten up just a little bit and don't expect quite as much, see? But then what's the other factor? See, it's okay to expect, look, ladies expect their husband to be a good provider. They expect him to be kind, to be gentle, to talk to her, to communicate. They expect all of that, and that's perfectly proper that they should expect that. But what ruins it? It's resentment. That's it. She resents her husband, or she judges her husband. See, resentment ruins it. The same thing with men. You resent your wife. Your wife confuses you. See, your wife doesn't respect you. Your wife doesn't listen to you. Your wife is always comparing you to somebody else. Your wife is bossing you around. See? And you what? You resent her. But you see, men, if you resent your wife, then what you're basically doing is like you're Samson. Remember when Samson got his hair cut off and then he lost all of his power? Yes, Samson lost all of his power. And when you resent your wife, you lose all your power. Because what is your power? Where does a man's power come from? Not from big muscles. A man's power comes from patience, courage, honor, long-suffering, wisdom. See? All of these beautiful virtues. That's a man's real strength and his real power. So don't resent your wife. Get my meditation. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Welcome. Yes, a man named Andrew Weil. Dr. Andrew Weil. Very nice man. He wrote a book called Spontaneous Joy. Very nice book. And one of the pieces of advice that he gives in his book is to not ruminate. See, a lot of people have mental health issues and emotional issues, and you know why? Because they get lost in their thing. Remember I said that when we get stressed out and when we fail in reality, when we fail to cope with other people and their confusion and their naughtiness and their mistakes and their... People are imperfect. When we fail to cope with other people's imperfections and we become impatient or we become resentful or we become angry, we become nervous and so on and so forth, and we retreat into thinking, see. But then once you retreat into thinking, and you're living in the imagination, see, then eventually you become subject, see, to that. You become subject to the imagination and subject to your thinking. See, a great general once said, never take counsel of your fears. See, so we retreat into our thinking, into our imagination. And that's the problem with a lot of meditations, incidentally. A lot of meditations, they encourage people to visualize and so on. Visualize a nice lake or a waterfall or laying on a sandy beach. And see, that's just, when you get lost in your imagination, you basically are in a hypnotic trance under somebody else's control. See, so mine is just the opposite of that. Mine is you wake up. You wake up and smell the coffee, and you wake up and hear the bird singing. And you get in touch with your own intuition. See, what you know in your heart to see. You get into your intuition, you go out in the world armed with patience. But anyway, if you get lost in your imagination because you failed in reality, then eventually you become subject to that imagination. And what? Then you start to have all kinds of negative thoughts. All kinds of doubts and fears and worries and voices talking to you. And what do the voices always want? All they want to do is make trouble. See, all they want to do is make trouble, and they want you to hurt yourself. That's what the voices want. They want jail. See? So you got to stop listening. I never forget one time I was reading. I have an interest in, in exorcism. I've read some books on the subject, and there's an excellent book called Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. It's excellent. He also has some interviews on, you can hear him on the old Art Bell show being interviewed. But anyway, I read a book about exorcism written a long time ago. And there was this person, I forget who it was, some nun or something. She was being tormented by voices that were telling her that she was no good and the world would be better off without her and blah, 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 blah. And it went on and on and on and on. And finally, one day, she sort of snapped out of it and realized that this was ridiculous. And then she says, well, why have you been saying all these awful things to me all these years? And you know what the devil said? He said, well, why did you believe me? Why did you believe me? See? So you got the idea. You don't want to be lost down there in your imagination. Get out of your imagination. Come back to reality. See, and go out in the world and meet people, study, work, have a ball, have a good time, see, have an adventure out in the world, not lost in your imagination. And so that's my message to you to get the new year started off wonderful. We have places to go and people to see and things to do. All right, and the meditation will help you, because now a lot of you are stuck. See, that's the problem. You need to get unstuck. You are lost in your thinking. You are lost in negative thoughts and emotions. You don't know how to deal with them. You don't know how to stand back and observe them. See? And you do go out in the world, and you do get upset at other people. And not only that, but when the baggage from the past surfaces, you don't know how to deal with that either. So you need to learn how to get out of negative thinking, go out in the world, and not become impatient with other people, and then when baggage from the past surfaces, you need to know how to deal with that. Okay? Meditation helps you with all of those things. That's what meditation is for, and it's so simple. Simple, simple. In fact, I even have a little 5-minute meditation that's completely free. 5-minute meditation. You could even try that one. That might be all you need. Of course, you should get my books, too. But get the meditation. Give it a try. And there's something else you need to learn how to do, and that's how to speak up for yourself. See, what it is now is you get upset and you don't say anything. And then people walk all over you, and then you resent them. They take advantage. See, what happens is a lot of ladies fall into this trap. She resents her husband. Then she feels guilty for having resented him, and then she's extra nice to him. See, and then he takes advantage or doesn't appreciate her, and then she resents him all over again. Then she feels guilty all over. Same with her kids. She becomes impatient with her kids, maybe yells at them or something, and then she feels guilty, see? And then she tries to make up for the guilt, see? And then the kids take advantage, see what I mean? So you have to learn how not to get upset in the first place. Don't get upset in the first place, and then you won't be guilty in the second place. And if you're not guilty in the second place, then you can you can then say what needs to be said. You can speak your mind and or even be firm, and you won't feel guilty about it. See, because you're not resentful. That's the secret. Okay? So now have I given you quite a few clues? I sure have. Incidentally, some of you have, you've been diagnosed with bipolar or social anxiety disorder or anxiety disorder, all these different disorders. Okay? Well, you really ought to get Mike's story. I co-wrote Mike's story. It's written by a man named Mike who overcame a lot of issues. He had so many issues. And he overcame them all without drugs. He didn't have to take drugs or medications or anything. He overcame them all. Now he's happy and healthy and productive. And he's left the negative past behind. So you ought to get Mike's story. Just go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for Mike's story. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, yes, relationship issues. A lot of people think money is the issue. No, it's not money. Look, there are some people in the world that just are never going to have a lot of money. They're just not. A lot of people are living from paycheck to paycheck. They just are. Okay? But you can still be perfectly happy. Okay? So money is not the... So yes, people argue over money. But there's an underlying issue. Okay? And then sex. People have issues with sex. Okay? But what's the underlying issue? The underlying issue is that when men and women come together, you are not the first man or woman. That was Adam and Eve were the first man or woman. You are not. You're of a long lineage going all the way back to Adam and Eve. Okay? Look at your parents' marriage. Look at other people around you. Look at their marriage or their relationships. See, you see the issues? Look all around the world. You know, you can go to Japan or to China or to Malaysia or to Singapore. You can go to, Ghana, Australia. You go up to Canada, over to England. You can go all over the world. And it's the same issues between men and women. So you might come to the inescapable conclusion that somehow people are missing the boat. And they are. Okay? So you need to see what's going on between men and women so you'll understand your husband better. You'll understand your boyfriend better. And you men will understand your wife better. See? And when you understand them, you won't become resentful. Okay? That's the secret. You won't become judgmental or resentful. You'll see what's going on. Make life so much better. So you really ought to get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Actually, I have two books about relationships. The first book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, and it's good for anybody, whether you're in a relationship or you just left a relationship, whether you're married, divorced, getting divorced, whether you would like to reconcile, whether this is your second marriage, so on and so forth. It's just an excellent book, okay? And the other book that I wrote is called Putting the Forever Back in Love. That's especially good for people who've been married for several years, and it's also especially good for couples who have children. So that would be the other book. So get both of them. Get both books. For a small donation, you can get both books. Just go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. Get my meditation. Order the beautiful, beautiful four-part meditation CD to take with you in the car. Get some of my books. Okay? Start the year off right and have a great, great year. This is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.